Okay.
All right, thank you.
Right, so a few interesting questions, I think. So start off with, I think a number of people bothered by this. Okay. Not that we've necessarily got the right answer, a good answer. But the number one,
people will
so it says, Rumin Hu Kader Shemaimin, so we have our Mishnah, right, that basically says that we encourage her not to drink, and then we use this Lashon of Rumin Hu. Rumin Hu always means a contradiction, right? And then the Brisa says, we encourage her not to drink, and then we encourage her to drink. So it's not really like contradiction, I mean the Brisa itself, yeah? So here, the Keren Ora asked this question. So I just read it. I mean, it's not really, I'm meant to be giving answers, really, but it's not really an answer. But it's good to see the Keren Ora ask the question.
No, because it's a good question. The question remains kind of answer.
Kind of, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Keren Ora is bothered by this. So he says, this is number one, yeah? So, Lashim Reminhu Einim Meduktak. Yeah, he says it's not kind of precise here, apparently. The Brisa Gufa Hachikama, because the Brisa itself is saying the following, De Ma'aymin Aleha Shlo Tishta, right? That it says exactly like what the Mishnah says, that we encourage her, not to drink, because it's none, as we said in the Mishnah. Valkochach Sarich Lishnui Bebrisa, right? And the Brisa itself then is kind of more like a contradiction within the Brisa, And therefore, within the Brisa, you have to say, Kan Kodim Shinim Chaka, right? Bechuli. So, i.e., you could just take the Brisa and say, well, wait a second, it says two things like what's going on, and then just say the same answer, right? But basically, it's nothing to do with the Mishnah, really. And once you said the answer, Mas Nisin Nami Ikashapa, then the Mishnah itself will be fine. You just say, okay, the Mishnah was talking about, before we've dissolved the Hashem's name. The Ikashale, right? And if you're going to ask and you say, well, Amarilus number Mas Nisin Hach Iyum Shatishta, right? Maybe the Kasha would be, well, wait a sec, Why did the Mishnah leave out, Leave out one. So the Bryce has both, And the Mishnah just has one. That'd be a great Kasha, But, Ha'alzeh lo mishani klal. But if that was like the contradiction, well, we haven't answered it. So it's kind of like Mimanavshah, right? Either it's not really a contradiction, or in Sefer Ari's, there is a kind of a question from the Brisa, like, why did the Mishnah leave out one of the two possibilities? We haven't answered it. So kind of Mimanavshah, it's kind of, he leaves it difficult to say, Ruminhi. So I found this Minchas Chareva, he says the following. He says, Vayin bi Yerushalmi, he brings the Yerushalmi. This is the next one down, So he says, Shah Gemara Havi Stama Habraisa, the Kashem Shemam Inim, Bali Shem Rumia. So that kind of makes it better, right? He says the Yerushalmi apparently, when it, in its version, it just brings the Brisa without using the Lashon of Ruminhu. Just like the Brisa and then asks and the contradiction, whatever, and then answers. So that's much better, basically. It doesn't help with our
I think the Gemara knew it was being Labdafka.
Oh, okay.
Meaning, it just didn't want to create a new terminology because it's like it would just create a lot of words.
Okay.
Meaning,
right. I hear.
Like sometimes you have, we have Macebay, right?
Right.
Is it Macebay? There's one that's a Macebay, so that's normally always a contradiction from a Mishra or a Brisa.
Yep.
But sometimes it brings a posuk.
Right. So you mean sometimes always use lush and duffy.
Right, yeah, exactly, because you would think, isn't it? But sometimes there are exceptions that we use.
I mean, I guess that's what the Keren Ora is saying. Lush and he ain't in the duck.
Yeah,
I hear. Now, two and three, we're going on Reuven, and this is like really interesting because it's kind of, I was like partly inspired by what reality where you explained it, because like initially we spoke out, when you read the pasuk, it sounds like Reuven did this act of znus, chasshon, And I was like, we all know the Gemara says, that's not what happened, right? So I found these sources that go into this, I found this really interesting,
That's also good.
So number two, this is a Chuvas Ramah, So Rav Moshe Isserles, the king of the customs of Ashkenaz,
He goes into this,
But it's amazing, he actually brings from this Gemara a halachic principle, so you're going to see this, But the way I asked the question is, kind of like, he's going to go straight and assume that he's going to bring, assume that that we understand that Reuven did a Maaseh Znus, which is a bit shocking, right? So I was thinking about it, why are we assuming that? So I think maybe the answer is because, and this is the way I phrased the question, right? If it was just moving beds, then why are we kind of bringing Reuven as an example for her, right? I mean, she's done what we think is a Maaser's nurse, yeah? And we're saying, look, like, you know, you should confess, like, and, you know, I mean, Yehuda, we know, like, did a Maaser, I don't know, nurse, yeah, I mean, whatever, kind of. And so, you know, so, and look at Yehuda, look at Reuven, mm-hmm. and, you know, so, Lachori, it makes sense to say that that's what we're saying. So this is, let's look at inside, yeah? So, so basically, just in brackets, yeah, this is what he's talking about, right? He's talking about a particular thing that happened where one was changing the truth, yeah, in order, mipnei redifas shalom, in order, you know, basically changing the truth in order to get peace, yeah?
Right.
This is the context. This is a halachic, like, tshuva. This is amazing, right. Really. Right? So he says here, v'smag of Mishnah Torah, shehid be'arambam, right, Hilchas Sota, v'arim lefanecha, ma'isa ruvim kapshuto. That they explain that we say Maaser Reuven kapshuto, like literally as it says it in the Torah. Yeah? Well,
he did it.
Yeah, like you know, he right. You know, as you might have read it without if you didn't know Chazal. Behine, Kaimelan, Khuli, right? Kolomu Reuven Chait, Eina Elatoa, right? That's the Gemara, right? Anyone who says that Reuven did this act, he's making a big mistake, right? The imkain kasha, right? Chimipnei hatmea hazos, right? Notzi, I'm kind of just jumping the chulis. Notzi shame ra al Reuven had tzaddik. What? Because of this, you know, we're trying to like give her this pep talk. So we're going to go and like actually suggest to her that Reuven did this mamish like a meisness, and yet he admitted, yeah. All in order, you know, because of this, in order to persuade her to admit, and we're going to say this notzi shame ra al Reuven had tzaddik, yeah. But ne'emar shechait, right? But nachi shemikra shne'emar, right? Umeyad elahasher lochait. And by the way, yeah, that we understand that the Chazal understood that the pasukim actually also they testify that Reuven didn't sin, as we know the next pasuk says straight away, yeah, that you know there were 12 tribes, and it's coming to teach us that Reuven never sinned, yeah. So what are we doing? Yeah, what are we doing here? Like pretending that Reuven sinned, yeah. Right. So Ela Kochra Loma Shatamhu Kadesha Loyimchak Hashem Hanichta Bukdusha Vatira. So what's the whole reason? The whole thing is we're doing whatever we need to do in order to try to make sure that Hashem's name shouldn't be dissolved, yeah? Vihine Ma'ata, right? And now Nadun Kavachoma Beninan. Let's make cover him in the math that he's talking about, the halachic math he's talking about. Mamachikas Hashem, yeah? Why do we dissolve Hashem's name, right? Shinidcha Mipnei Hashalom, right? So we, so to speak, this extreme thing, which we never do, we dissolve Hashem's name for the purpose of being shalom bayis, yeah, between man and wife, yeah. Afinu hachi doche tzas laz al b'nei Adam haksherim. And yet still, right, in order, so again, figure this out, yeah, we will dissolve Hashem's name in order to bring shalom.
Right.
And in order to evolve, to avoid dissolving Hashem's name, we're prepared to say laz, like lashon hara, like motzi shem ra, right, al b'nei Adam haksherim, on Reuven, yeah. So right, you got that? So the end purpose is shalom. Shalom justifies a crazy thing of dissolving Hashem's name. But in order to avoid dissolving Hashem's name, we're prepared to then go and say Motzi Shem Ra on a tzaddik like Reuven in order
right.
So if you figure the steps, right? So basically what it ends up being is, yeah, Havas Shalom Shadocha Mikhus Hashem Eina Din Shiyidcha Hotzas Shem Ra. So therefore if you jump the middle step, obviously, Kol Shekein, in order to bring Shalom, you can even say Motzi Shem Ra. That's the halakhic right. Collusion that he's trying to say, yeah? That if you, I don't know the exact context, maybe saying Motzi Shem Ra on yourself, or whatever it is, yeah? But in order to bring peace, yeah, you're allowed, that's what he's taking halakhic principle from our
Gemara.
You have to be a bit careful how you apply it, like, obviously.
If the person's dead, maybe it's easier.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how, yeah. I think the case might have been on oneself, I'm not sure. But in order, basically, to bring peace, yeah, he's saying, this is a Gemara that will, he says, will prove that you can say,
wow.
It's a shame in order to bring peace.
Yeah,
amazing. Anyway, so that's number two. Now, number three kind of little bit goes in the opposite direction, yeah? So the Minchas Chinuch goes all these kind of questions, yeah? And basically one of the questions he asks is, right, that when we say the principle, I mean, I'm not going to read it inside, just say it outside, yeah? When we say the principle that you're not allowed to confess your sins in public, right, that is all, yeah, talking about sins, right, between Ben Adam Lemakom, yeah, that you're not allowed to say it out because it's kind of like a chil hashem.
Well, this is the Gemara Numa, right? I know there's a right. We're speaking out Shabbos, right?
So, but when it comes to a sin between people, right? Then you're allowed. In fact, you're meant to like go and say, listen, I did this X, Y, I'm really sorry, and you have to speak it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this principle that you're not allowed to speak out your sins is only between Ben Adam the Markle. Yeah. So basically, what he's bothered by is he's assuming that the sin of Reuven was Ben Adam Lechaveru because you know he moved the bed to his father. That was a bad mm-hmm. thing to do, mm-hmm. right? So that, and he's assuming, by the way, that is the sin, right? So that's part of his question. That like, the whole principle shouldn't apply. So if you just look at the Igris, I'm going to skip to the second one here, the Igris Moshe. Yeah. So Igris Moshe deals with this. He says Lo Nachon Klal. Yeah. Chada, right? The chait bilbul sui aviv, lo ha chait liyakov aviv. He says, no. Yeah. So he's holding it was the moving.
Yeah, he's going according to the actual.
Right? He's going according to the actual Gemara, but he because you could have said no. You could have said, by the way, it was the nurse. That would have been one of the answers.
Yeah.
But he doesn't go that way. He says, no. It was the moving the beds, but that wasn't a sin to Yaakov Aviv, right? Ella chait lamakom. That is actually considered a sin to Hashem. Why? Shli Yaakov lo haya bezeh shum tzar haguf. Because when it came to Yaakov Avinu, like, you know, like someone moving his bed, like he's not, that's not for him, that's not going to, someone like him, he wouldn't be affected by that. Ella, right, Bechuli, right, Atu Shem Sha'ala Yitzua Yitzui, yeah, what did he do, yeah? The sin was on the shame, that like, the shame Hashem, yeah, that was on his beds, Behi Ashkina, i.e., yeah, that is an amazing thing, right, he moved the beds, right, and Yaakov Avinu's bed was not like a normal bed. Like that's like represented like, you know, the Shekhinah was like on the beds, yeah? So somehow he's understanding that the moving the beds really was actually therefore not a sin to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, as far as he's concerned, he wouldn't be affected by that kind of thing. But it was a sin to the Shekhinah that was like resting amongst the place where Yaakov Avinu slept.
I think I heard once that, maybe it's a Diuk in Rashi or something, that it could be that he had like an extra bed for the Shekhinah. Oh. Like, you know, we have like a Kisei Shel Eliyahu on like a extra thing for the some people have like a Kisei for the Ushbizin for the Sukkah. Have you ever heard of these people? You got like an extra chair.
I think I've heard, yeah.
So there's an extra, like an extra, it was an, there's actually an extra bed for the screen, and maybe move that or something.
Oh wow. Well, better.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. But yeah. that's what the Gemara says, because he was Mabalbil the screener's bed.
Right, so I mean, when you're messing around with Yaakov Avinu's beds, yeah, it's not like moving beds, right?
We're
talking about very lofty like concepts here. So anyway, two extremes, basically.
No, but, right? But if you think about it's okay because the remark, Truva's remark said it was Moitzi Shemra.
Right.
So he's still he really.
Everyone's agreeing that Reuven did was move beds. I should be absolutely clear. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not being made to shame on Reuven.
Right. So you're telling the wrong Peshat.
Right. So it's just that Chivas Ramah is holding you actually do say the wrong Peshat. Whereas the Minchas Chinuch and the Igros Moshe are holding no. But of course we're talking about him confessing about moving beds. It's just that once you went into moving beds, then why isn't that like Ben Adam Chaveru kind of problem? And the answer is because Yaakov Avinu would not be affected. It's more like moving the Shekhinah and you know, whatever, like messing around with Devarim Shebe Kedusha, which is a sin, Ben Adam Lemakom, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's that. Right, now, this is an important, this is a Tosis actually, yeah? Mm-hmm. This is an important question, right? So the question is here, right? So we talked about the Kosvim Shover, right? And is there a proof? Because it says Shoveres, Suvasa, yeah? So is that a proof, right, that you actually write a receipt, yeah? Because remember there's this machlokus about whether when there's like loans or whatever, yeah, do you, and someone's paid off, do you write a receipt or do you tear up the loan document? So here it seems to be like a proof that you write receipts, yeah? But the question here that Tosfos asked, an interesting question actually, just thought I'd bring it to everyone's attention. So he's saying, well, wait a sec, yeah? Surely Kasubra is different. Why? Yeah? Because what happens if she turns around and says, well, oh, I'm sorry, I've lost my Kasubra, right? So if she says she's lost a Kasubra, how are you meant to tear up the Kasubra? And then, you know, fortunately, then she finds it in a few years' time and then tries to come and claim it, right? That's the story, yeah? But in the meantime, she's saying she's lost a Kasubra. Right, yeah. So that should be the obvious answer, right? As to why we can't tear up a kasuba, because that could be a possibility, right?
He's assuming this machloka was about loans.
Okay, that's part of the answer. Yeah. No, so this machloka is, well, machloka is about loans. Yeah. Well.
Right.
But here, our context is about
a woman. Why don't you just say there's a
so problem? Maybe here is different.
Right. Yeah, anyway.
She might just clear. Who's to say there's anything to tear up?
Right.
Right now, it's true. That's actually the answer to the Gemara. I say, but the answer to the Gemara is a bit more like we're in a place where Kesubah's never written.
Right.
The Tosfos is saying no. Maybe we're in a place where it is written.
She lost it.
But she just says, "I lost it. You know what am I to do?" Yeah.
Right.
So now you have to kind of fit this in a bit because, like, well, why are we worried about losing and how does this compare? So let's see the Tosfos inside. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is number four. Yeah. So she says, "Tamer, b'ha'acha lo efsha below shaver. Maybe here you need to have a shaver, right?" She'im hi ameres av the kusuvasi, because maybe she'll say, well, I've lost my kusuva, right? So, b'ma'i yikof osa l'hachzir kusuvasa. Now, what are you going to do? You can see why this is important. What are you going to do to force her to say the truth and give back her kusuva, right? Now, why is he saying that? Because bishlama, because it's fine for a lova b'alma, right? Let's say, yeah, this is just generally a normal kind of lending, right? So, ma'akev apirayin, right? Achi yachzir malva es ashtar. Because, you know, if the malva says, oh, I'm so sorry, I've lost the shtar, I can't give it back to you. So the lady will say, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to give you back the money till you give me back the shtar. Thank you very much, yeah? So we deal with that problem, yeah, of the tricky malva who's kind of lost his shtar, right? So bishlama for that, yeah, we're not concerned about that. Like, you always get, you know, whenever you have a payment, you're going to have the shtar given back. And at that point, you can tear up the shtar, right? The shtar, the loan shtar. Avar Khan. Ain't Piran, but here we're not talking about any payment. You can't say, well, you know, if you don't give back your kesuba, you're just not going to get paid, right? Shahari Khan, Avda Kuvzasa, because what's the din? The whole point here is, yeah, she's lost a kesuba, she's not getting anything, right? So the story is, yeah, we turn around to her and we're going to say, you know, she says to me, she's going to say, basically, you lose your kesuba, right? And now at this stage, right, we want to make sure that she's never going to be able to claim a kesuba. But if she turns around and says, okay, I'm not going to get kusuba, fine. And we say, okay, now let's tear up your kusuba. And she says, oh, I'm sorry, I've lost it. So what are we meant to do? There's nothing we can do. Yeah. So therefore, maybe that's why we write a shover, but it's no proof. That's just what Tosfos is bothered by. And we know that the enklal, which would be true here also, if you've not gone either choice, then okay, all you can do is write a receipt. Yeah. So that's Tosfos' kashan, nice kashan, right? Mm. So Yesh Loma, what's his answer? Shayachol la'akev as a get etzlo ad shetachzir lo kesuba. So a lot of people speak about this, yeah? Which is, no, there is kind of a pressure point, yeah? You could say, okay, yeah, you've lost your kesuba, fine, you're not going to get a get, right? So you're not going to get your kesuba, right? And you're not going to get a get either, right? So you can't go and remarry or anything like that. So basically, there is a kind of way in which you can kind of put pressure on her, right, if you're worried, yeah, to give back kesuba. So we are assuming always, yeah, here, she'll only get a get once she's potentially given back the kesuba, right? In which case, again, that's the question of the Gemara. They just tear up the kesuba.
Right, really.
And that's why we have to come on to the answer. Okay, that's an important taste of this. Now, linked to this, number five, yeah? So this, I was a bit confused when I read this, right? In fact, I think I read it wrong even the first time. Because Amar Abai, he says, Tana Mikras. So Abai says, no, I'll give you the answer. The Mishnah's saying tearing up, right?
Tearing up.
Oh, well, that's the question. We'll say, okay, good. So this is what I was bothered by. What do you mean? What's a boy trying to say? Right. Yeah. Well, exactly. That's the question, really. Yeah. So I'm a layer Rava. So Rava says the obvious thing. Hashaveris katani, right? It says shaveris. Yeah. It says like you write a shaver, right? So the obvious question here. I think we may have spoken this out.
No, so that's what there's two out? Ways to learn this. Why? Do you mean tani means chit? No, On the Kiddush Club, we spoke it out.
Oh, the Kiddush Club, we spoke it out. Right,
yeah.
So that's where you're getting it from. Like, tani means let. Yeah, you're right.
No, that's how I explain. That's how I explain it. Because a lot.
Okay,
that's how
nice.
Tani. No, I always I explain tani generally is that he means to change the Mishnah.
Right.
A lot of times,
right,
tani means change the Mishnah. And insert the word karas. Then Yosef says it can't be. He's saying in this case it means shoveris means that. But then it was like.
So it could be like whatever that was said, yeah. It could be that tani means no, Al-Kulchach, we've got the wrong gear, so it should be this, yeah. But then it's a bit funny because then Rava turned around and said, well, yeah, but that's not right. So okay, so what's the discussion there?
Right.
Yeah? But I hear that the Shittuk Mukubetzes gives a different answer, yeah? So he says, right, Kloma, right, Shoveres, so he did have the gift of Shoveres, right? But Shoveres to Tani, right? Lo shichtavu shova. That doesn't mean that you write a shova. Ella shishovrim ksuvasa.
That's what Richard said.
The word shova means to break, to take.
Right. That's
how. Yeah. Why do the Mishnah use the word
for? Yeah. Good question. Yeah. But at least it's like he's saying. Okay. No, that's kind of what he meant. Yeah. That's kind of. And then that's discussion of it. No, that maybe that's what Rabbi would say. No, you know, he would have used a clear lashon. If it's shoveris, it must be shover, like, because right. Otherwise, yeah, it's more of a
But this comes up a lot in Gemara. This structure, right? Someone will say change it, and then we just had Dafyomi comes up. He says, and then he says, no, you don't have to change it. He's talking about this case or whatever, because we don't like changing the Mishnah. Question is did we change it, or here you can kind of work with it? But for me, it was the opposite. When I read the Mishnah, it took me a while to understand that shoveris doesn't mean tear it up.
Oh, I see.
Because I don't think about shover means a receipt.
Yeah.
So the posture for shat to me is like shoveris means to rip it up. Yeah. So like, you know what I mean? So I'm not so familiar with the terminology as it is, because you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, we're here. Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like
Well, that's the way you read it is basically the way Shita Mukbesa says their Bible. And then now the last one, number six, is basically what everyone said already. So I'm not saying anything new. Yeah.
Okay,
but just to so again, the problem was Retesses, right, says well she's trembling, but the problem is kind of there's two women here, right? So fine, she's trembling, yeah. But what about the other woman? So anyway, so the Rosh basically says what I think everyone was saying, yeah. So nearly de Garcinan just adds a vav, yeah, rotasos, yeah, which is a plural. They're both trembling, right? So mimashakim hu bahadadi, yeah. So then you can get them to drink, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So there's no big tradition there. Everyone was aware of that.
Yeah, right.
And you mentioned it, Gil, as well. You said some people say anyway, without the vav, anyway means plural. I heard you say that, no? Which is, you mentioned the hagos. It also says that maybe you don't need to add the vav, and it still means it's a lashna plural, which is also nice, which also, I thought I heard you say that.
Yeah, the way Rashi explains it with one, though, that's the when you read Rashi.
Right. Oh, because, that's the confusion. Right,
that's
right.
Because when you read Rashi,
right, very like good, yeah. Because Rashi sounds like he's talking about one woman, which is a problem.
Yeah.
Very good. Anyway, that's it.
So yeah, beautiful. Well done. You worked hard there. Very good. That was great. Amazing. Yeah. The one that she was from Mara as well. That was amazing.
It's amazing how they can bring like a halachic principle from...
And in Gittin as well. There was two major bit halachic principles over here. When you can make akev get for the ksuva.
Right.
And that's also you can moisture shame ra for,
on Reuven
and Zalek. Yeah, for...
Peace. Yeah.
Shkoyach.
Yeah, be careful with that one.